Lesson 71. Deuteronomy chapters 27 through 34. Introduction. Before the Israelites entered the Promised Land, Moses explained to them the consequences of obedience and disobedience to God's laws. Moses counseled the Israelites to be strong and courageous, and he left a blessing upon each of the tribes of Israel. Suggestions for teaching. Deuteronomy chapters 27 and 28. Moses explains the consequences of obedience and disobedience to God's laws. Place two paper bags on a table in front of the classroom and invite a student to come to the table. Explain that one bag contains a treat or prize and the other bag contains a rock. Ask the student which bag they think has the treat in it. Explain that you really want him or her to have the treat and ask, "What could I do to help you choose the bag with the treat in it?" If the student does not suggest letting him or her look in the bags, offer him or her the opportunity to look in both bags. After the student looks in both bags and selects what he or she wants, ask, "How did knowing what was in both bags influence your ability to choose?" Draw the following diagram on the board. Refer to the diagram on page 254 of Lesson 71. Explain that as Moses was nearing the end of his mortal life, he wanted the Israelites to be able to choose to be blessed instead of cursed, just as the student was able to choose the treat instead of the rock. To help the Israelites choose to be blessed, he instructed Joshua to set up a learning experience for Israel. Summarize Deuteronomy 27 by explaining that the Lord gave instructions about what was to happen once the children of Israel entered the Promised Land. They were to go to Shechem, which was located in the valley between Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. Moses instructed that half of the tribes of Israel should stand on Mount Gerizim, and the other half should stand on Mount Ebal. The Levites were to stand in the valley between the two mountains and recite the actions that would result in blessings and those that would result in curses, as designated by God. When actions resulting in curses were recited, as described in Deuteronomy 27, verses 14 through 26, the tribes on Mount Ebal were to say Amen. Although not specifically stated in the scriptures, it may have been that when the actions resulted in blessings were recited, the tribes on Mount Gerizim responded with Amen as well. Explain that Deuteronomy 28 further clarifies what the Lord wanted the Israelites to learn from this experience. Invite one student to read Deuteronomy 28:1 aloud, and another student to read Deuteronomy 28:15 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord said would bring either blessings or curses upon the people. What did the Lord command the people to do to obtain the blessings and avoid the curses? As students respond, emphasize that the Lord said to keep all of His commandments. Write the word "if" between the words "disobey" and "obey" on the diagram on the board. Divide the class in half. Assign one half to read Deuteronomy 28:2-14 silently, looking for blessings the Israelites would receive if they obeyed God's commandments. Ask the other half to read Deuteronomy 28:15-25 silently, looking for the consequences the Israelites would experience if they disobeyed God's commandments. You may want to suggest that students mark what they find. After 2 or 3 minutes, invite students to come to the board and write under Mount Gerizim the consequences for obeying God's commandments, and under Mount Ebal the consequences for disobeying them. How would you summarize what we can learn from the Israelites' experiences about obeying the Lord's commandments? Students may identify a variety of principles, including the following. If we choose to obey all of God's commandments, He will bless us in all areas of our lives. If we choose not to obey all of God's commandments, we lose the blessings He desires to give us. Consider writing these principles on the board. To help students understand the importance of obeying all of God's commandments, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. you may want to provide a copy for each student. Quote, "Have faith to keep all the commandments of God, knowing that they are given to bless His children and bring them joy. You will encounter people who pick which commandments they will keep and ignore others they choose to break. I call this the cafeteria approach to obedience. This practice of picking and choosing will not work. It will lead to misery. To prepare to meet God, one keeps all of His commandments." End quote. Why do you think that in order to prepare to meet God, we need to keep all of His commandments? Note: listen carefully. Teachers are sometimes so concerned about what to say next or do next that they do not pay attention to what students are saying. By observing and listening carefully to students, you can discern their needs and guide the discussion under the direction of the Holy Ghost. Asking follow-up questions like, "Can you help me understand what you mean by that?" will often invite a student to share more of what he or she is thinking and feeling. Explain that although keeping all of God's commandments may seem overwhelming, President Harold B. Lee offered counsel that can help. Invite a student to read the following statement aloud. Quote, "The most important of all the commandments of God is that one that you are having the most difficulty keeping today. If it is one of dishonesty, if it is one of unchastity, if it is one of falsifying, not telling the truth, today is the day for you to work on that until you have been able to conquer that weakness. Then you start on the next one that is most difficult for you to keep." End quote. Invite students to ponder which commandment they are struggling with the most and how they can work on more fully keeping that commandment. Summarize Deuteronomy 28 verses 26 through 68 by explaining that these verses further detail the negative consequences the Israelites would experience if they failed to keep all of God's commandments. Deuteronomy chapters 29 and 30. Moses warns the people of the consequences of breaking their covenants with God. Display the picture, Jesus carrying a lost lamb. Ask students what this painting depicts the Savior doing. How can the lost lamb in this painting represent each of us? What qualities or attributes of the Savior come to mind as you contemplate this picture? After a brief discussion, explain that Moses prophesied that Israel would become lost if the people sinned. Invite students to look as they study Deuteronomy chapters 29 and 30 for what this prophecy teaches about the Savior and what we must do when we are spiritually lost because of sin. Summarize Deuteronomy 29 verses 1 through 24 by explaining that the Israelites covenanted with God to keep His commandments. Moses promised that if they kept this covenant, they would be blessed and prospered. Invite a student to read Deuteronomy 29 verses 25 through 28 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Moses warned would happen if the Israelites broke their covenant with the Lord. According to verse 28, what would happen if the Israelites broke their covenant? Explain that as students continue to study the Old Testament, they will discover that the Israelites did break this covenant, and then were scattered throughout the world. Explain that the scattering and captivity of the ancient Israelites resulted from their disobedience. Similarly, if we disobey God's commandments, we become further separated from God and are captive to sin. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Deuteronomy 30 verses 1 through 6. Invite the class to follow along, with half of the class looking for what the Lord promised He would do for scattered Israel, and the other half looking for what Israel needed to do for these promises to be fulfilled. According to verse 2, what does scattered Israel need to do in order to be gathered? What are the promised results recorded in verse 3? What can these verses teach us about deliverance from the captivity of sin? Students may use different words, but they should identify the following principle. As we return to the Lord with all of our hearts and souls, He will deliver us from the captivity of sin. Write this principle on the board and suggest that students write it in their scriptures. What does it mean to return to the Lord with all our hearts and souls? Invite students to silently scan Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 6 through 8, 15 through 16, and 19 through 20, looking for additional words and phrases that help them understand this principle. Invite a few students to read aloud a phrase that is meaningful to them and explain why. Invite students to testify of the blessings they have experienced as they have turned their hearts to the Lord. Deuteronomy chapters 31 through 34. Moses gives his final counsel to Israel and is translated. Summarize Deuteronomy 31 through 34 by explaining that Moses gave his final counsel to the Israelites and blessed each tribe. He counseled them to be strong and courageous as they entered the land of Canaan. The Lord told Moses that Israel would eventually turn away from God and worship other gods. Explain that Deuteronomy is the last of the books of Moses. Invite students to read Deuteronomy 34, verses 5 through 6 silently, and look for what this account says happened to Moses. What do these verses say happened to Moses? To help students understand what happened to Moses and why verse 6 declares that no man knoweth of his grave, invite a student to read aloud the following explanation by President Joseph Fielding Smith. Quote, Moses was likewise taken up like Elijah, though the scriptures say that the Lord buried him upon the mountain. Of course, the writer of that wrote according to his understanding. But Moses, like Elijah, was taken up without tasting death, because he had a mission to perform. End quote. See Doctrines of Salvation, compiled by Bruce R. McConkie, Volume 2, page 107. Explained that one reason why Moses was translated was so he could bestow priesthood keys upon Peter, James, and John during the Savior's earthly ministry. In order to do so, he needed a body, and therefore was taken up to God without experiencing physical death. Conclude by inviting a student to read Deuteronomy 34, verses 9 through 12 aloud. Ask students to follow along and find phrases that describe why Moses is held in such high esteem. Share your testimony and invite students to act on impressions they have received.